How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great as well. How's the pandemic going on for you?
Honestly, I'm in complete denial. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. I mean, besides getting used to masks and everything, I'm just like, you know what? We're gonna die anyways. Might as well live a little bit.
What a way
But
to think.
you know what? You were actually very entertaining during the pandemic. I mean, I was just like a week ago. It's been a
Stop.
week. You've been extra funny. And I was like, you know what? I don't know how I would have survived Corona without her funny videos. You were
I'm a
very,
whole
very
clown. Like,
entertaining.
I'm a whole clown. I have to entertain myself somehow.
Bread, bravo. Like, you're great.
Thank you, says you. Did you learn anything from the pandemic at all?
Like, skills-wise, or just like, you know,
Generally,
about
did
life?
it teach you anything?
You'd be surprised to know I started learning sign language.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Yes, I just like, I don't know what happened. I became so oversensitive. I started sitting alone with my own thoughts, and I was like, oh my God, there are people out there that cannot do this and this and this. And I just started crying in my corner. I was like, you know what, Mac, we're gonna work on being a better person. And I just like, I took on ASL and I took courses at Harvard and at Yale
Wow.
online. I was just like, I was trying to be a productive kid, but honestly, like, I'm not quite sure if it actually worked. But you know, it's the thought that counts.
I feel you. I feel you. Okay, I can't wait to ask you these questions. I literally wrote them like right now.
Oh my God, I'm excited. Tell me.
Okay, so first of all, I'm really interested in like how you started your whole platform.
Okay, long story short, I've always kind of been into fashion and I've always kind of always been into like women's rights and all that kind of stuff, but I never had the time, the energy, or honestly the confidence to get it going. And then I just started seeing how things were changing in Egypt and I really didn't like the direction it was taking. And I told myself, I want to find a way to help girls like understand their worth, understand who they are as people, and that you are not something to be neglected in society. You know, it just like pisses me off. And I hate the fact that there is a huge part of our society that doesn't allow you to speak your mind and to have a safe space to be the person that you are. You cannot ask questions, you cannot do this, and you have the honor of the family and the reputation, and who's going to say this and who's going to say that. And I've had the advantage of living abroad, which means that I understand what happens within an Egyptian household and within the society itself. But I'm open-minded enough and to be able to like see things from a neutral perspective. People can come to me and ask me questions. I'm gonna help you. And I've realized it's so much easier to talk to a stranger than a person you know, which is kind of sad.
That's
But
so
you know.
true. That's so true.
So it just started, it kind of started off with, as a bet. I was joking around with my friends and I was like, you know what, I can bet you I can do this. And they were like, oh, it's not gonna happen. And then it's just like, I took 4 or 5
Are you still friends with
pictures.
these
I posted them
people?
without my head.
Curious.
Honestly, I actually cut one of them off because, like, I'm
Okay,
not even gonna lie, I really cut her
well, there
off.
you
And there was another person that
go.
was being toxic. I just like, I wasn't taking it.
Yeah,
So yeah, but just like
I can't believe
they
they
were
just leave
kind
in
of, you know, they were
Egypt.
half supportive. It's not about not believing in you. It's just about, you know how everything is a joke to certain types of people until it's not anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
It was that kind of situation. So yeah, so it's just like I was kind of like not insecure, but I was kind of worried about where it was gonna, how the direction it was gonna take. So I used
Wow.
to cut my hat
I
off
respect that
once.
so much. I respect that so much.
Thank you. Honestly, you're making me blush and gush, and I don't know what to do with it
Well, you're gonna
anymore.
be blushing a lot. I hate to tell you.
Honestly, it makes the two of us, though. You know, it just grew from there. It just like it took its own course.
Okay. All right. So you, I know you that you have a huge fan base. Do you have any fangirls that came up to you or fanboys?
Yes, it was adorable. Like sometimes
You're
they stop me for
kidding! Oh my
pictures.
God, that's so funny. Please tell me about
It's
that.
not just that, it's I start panicking. That's the thing. It's just I look so calm and composed on the inside. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, Malik, what are you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do about it? Stay calm. And it's just like it makes me freak out, but it's so sweet and they're very nice and you know.
You have like an interesting story of a fan that you want to share?
Honestly, I'm gonna like it's not an interesting story. It's just that one of my best friends was visiting Egypt and I took him to Alexandria for a day trip to meet my other best friend. And he was making fun of me the whole way, saying, oh my God, you're obsessed with taking pictures on Instagram this, Instagram that. And then I see these groups of girls coming up to me and they're like, hi, Inti Malak. And I was just like, yeah. And then his jaw drops and he's like, he has nothing to say anymore. I was just eyeing him like, you see,
In
in
your
your face.
face.
I kept saying in your face for a whole day. And honestly, I just feel so much better. But other than that, yeah, like it's not interesting. It's just, it's cute. They're adorable. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's really nice. So how did you figure out you were into fashion?
When I was 4 years old, I discovered that my grandma's closet was basically a treasure hidden in our apartment. And I just like, I'd find these Versace scarves and these gorgeous Chanel suits and everything. I start playing with them. And obviously, like, I'm a kid. I drowned in them. Oh, it was terrible. I have pictures. And trust me, it's not something that ever needs to come out. Like, ever. Like, this is the worst thing you can do to me.
I was going to ask to see them.
And my grandpa
discuss it later. I'll persuade you.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing. We're going to be okay. But, like, whenever I do something wrong or, like, my parents want to tease me a little bit, they're like, do you want us to get the pictures? I'm just like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up now.
Damn, they that bad?
Yes, really. Girl, bad. I know. I'm all around the house thinking I'm
you're dramatic.
Really, honestly, yes, I am. Thank you for pointing it out. Now the whole world is gonna know about it.
No, girl, same. What's something you don't like about being an influencer?
Honestly, like, it's not to sound mean or anything, but I feel like sometimes people don't understand that we are people behind the screens.
Yes, for sure.
It's very frustrating. I mean, sometimes I'm okay with helping everyone, but you need to understand that you're talking to a person. So saying hello, please, and thank you, it's just like the basics, first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, with the whole situations that have been happening with the whole like rave stories and the problems in Egypt and everything, I take my time to research topics before speaking out because I'm not just a fashion page.
Of course, yeah.
I'm not going to say a bunch of bullshit to a bunch of people that can actually misinterpret what I'm saying. It's not fair to anyone.
Yeah.
So, you, like, I don't know what happened, just the Ahmed Bassem Zaki story came out, and then I had my DMs. They were flooded with messages and people bullying me.
Oh, my God.
Saying, how come you're not speaking up? Someone with your bio is saying you should know your worth is supposed to help and everything. And I understand the intention, but it just came off really, really rough. And it's not easy to have hundreds of messages of people just yelling at you at once.
Of course.
And it was just like, it was just frustrating. I know it's from a good place.
How did you deal with all that?
I posted a public statement saying that I'm taking my time, I'm going to answer and everything. Whoever I could answer, I could, but some of them, it was just way too rude. I couldn't be polite and answer back. It's just, I'm going to start being mean, and that's just not fair to anyone.
That reminds me of the whole situation with the
Hadia Ghaleb.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think, honestly, like, I'm not saying what she did was right.
Yeah, how do you think she feels? Because you've been
in the same situation. That's the thing. When I saw her video, everyone was attacking her, and I was just like, okay, girl, you messed up big time. I mean, you should never, ever, ever go on a huge platform this way and start raging against humans. Like, that's just not fine.
Of course.
But I understood how she felt, because if I don't even have 20,000 followers, you know, like, my platform is still considered small, and I was bullied this way. A girl with 1.8 million, or I don't know how, 1. What million?
Yeah.
I don't know how she felt. Honestly, like, I was empathetic. I'm not saying she's right in anyone. I'm not justifying, just to be clear.
Yeah.
But no, it's tough. No, it's tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
The way she dealt with it was horrible.
It was very bad. It was very, very bad.
I see where you're coming from.
Unprofessional.
Yeah, you've been through the same pressure.
You were 1/24th of what she felt, that's for sure.
Wow. That's
true. You have a really nice laugh. It's just like, it makes me want to laugh.
No, stop. You can't keep doing this. Stop it. Now.
I'm on.
This is 30 minutes.
Honest, that's the thing. I have a problem. I have zero filter. Literally. It's terrible. And it just like comes out. Yes! Girl power. That's what it's all about.
Okay. Next question. Let me find this. You made me shy. Now I'm lost. Where am I? All right.
I apologize.
Can I forgive you? Who's someone you want to work with?
Right now, I don't have anyone in mind. I'm not going to lie to you. All right. I'm not, again, like, I take every opportunity I get, and the page isn't really about me. It's mostly also about helping, like, startups and everything. I don't know if you've noticed, I don't usually go for big brands and collaborate with them. I go for startups to give them more, I forgot the word in English. That's a problem with me. I forget my words.
No, I see what,
like, exposure. That's
so
the word.
Sweet. That's so sweet. That I wish more influencers would think about smaller businesses.
I think they do. It's just a risk that you take, because you don't want to take a product from a person, because obviously they come for free. You don't get paid, and you don't buy from them. So it's kind of a risk for both of you guys, because you don't want to like be putting an effort for a person if it's not helping them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing. It has to be a mutual agreement kind of thing.
Yeah, I've never thought of that, but I really respect the fact that you're willing to work with small business and you're taking the risk.
It's just like, it's not even willing. It's just like, it's my priority. You give me someone with 1 million followers and a person with 2,000, I'm going for 2,000. Like, eyes shut. I'm not even going to think about it.
That's so sweet. And that's so selfless, to be honest. I respect
that. Thank you.
Honestly, I wish.
Thank you. I'm going to cry.
So, we're going to get personal in a minute. So, be prepared.
Hit me with it.
Okay. So, outside Malek's wardrobe, what's your daily life like? Like, your personal life, what do you do?
Here's the thing. I cannot give you a concrete routine because before Corona, I had a completely different life. Before the pandemic, I would wake up, go to uni, finish my courses, go to the gym, go home, go out for a drink with my friends or something, come back. And I'd have these weird routines. Either I'd be living in the library, either I'd be like up all night studying and then eat, sleep, repeat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was always great. Whenever I have like any sort of free time for myself, you'll find me in another country. Like, it's impossible for me to stay put in one place. But then ever since the pandemic, during the pandemic, I spent the whole time at home. Like, that wasn't even fun in any way. But then when I came here, I started actually living day by day because I started appreciating the fact that we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So I just wake up in the morning, see what my friends are up to. I go out. I try to like educate myself as much as I can. So if I have a free moment, I also like sit down, read articles, get to know everything that's happening around me. But that's more or less it. You know what I mean? After all, it is summer. So
sounds great. The girl is talented. She's educated. Like, girl, do you have a man?
No, I do not. I do not.
Well, there you go.
Here's the thing. You can't have it all in life. You can't have it all.
Except you. She might.
Oh, my God. Yes, thank you. Okay, we're all good enough. It's a girl thing. No, but it's just like, you need to understand, I'm not in a position right now to be thinking about this.
Yeah.
I'm an Egyptian who lives abroad. I have certain values that other countries don't necessarily align with. And at the same time, like, my life is like, it changes by the second. I applied to a private school 2 days before the deadline. I didn't know I was applying to it. Now I got accepted. So now I'm moving between cities. It's, everything is unexpected. So when you lack stability in certain areas, it's not easy to, you know, be thinking about certain things, especially that I don't think a woman needs a man, and man is an addition in her life.
Yeah.
So unless it's going to be easy, I don't want it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
Easy. That's
I was really going to ask.
Understatement. That's an understatement, but you know what I mean?
I was going to ask you, you give a lot of relationship advice. Have you ever been in a relationship?
Here's the thing, like, it's just like, I've met so many different types of people. I'm gonna help you out. Like, it's very simple. I've met so many different types of people. So like, I've met people, it's just like, I've never taken it as far as a relationship because it's just not, it doesn't suit me.
What do you mean?
And I strongly believe that a person, I mean, like, you can meet a person that you have great chemistry with, you get along and everything is great, but then it turns out to be toxic because the way they joke around isn't funny. The way they talk to you can be kind of rude sometimes. I mean, one of the people I cared about the most, the way his way of joking was very inappropriate in the sense where he's okay with calling me like dumb or Anila or whatever, you know what I mean? And in my family, that's not acceptable. People find that to be funny. Like, I understand everyone has their thing. For me personally, that was not funny. And the more I said I didn't like it, he kept going.
Oh, okay.
So that's where the relationship never happened. You know what I mean?
Boundaries. Yeah, I totally get that. But like, damn, Nila.
So that's like, it's just like,
harsh. What did you do?
Oh my God. The thing is, literally nothing. That's his way of saying hello. Like, good morning. Hello, I'm sorry. Are you talking to me? Did you forget who you're talking to? Cleopatra's in front of you. You bow down and say sorry. Doesn't work that way.
I feel you.
I don't know, is it just me or like, everything just changed? The language changed. It's about being respectful. If you think this is funny and you talk to me like this, what are you gonna do later on?
Oh my God, I remember a guy, he asked me, like, he didn't even ask me out, he asked me for like a sexual relationship. Not even kidding. And I told him I was
so it's like so a friends with benefits kind of thing.
Yeah. I told him I was so not interested. And you know, I gave him the benefit of the doubt, even though I know this is gonna make me look like a clown right now. But like every time, like, you know, I gave him the benefit of the doubt, and like I told him, hey, look, we can be friends and stuff, and like, you know, I was gonna see like where it went. And so once, like, I got so fed up with the way he talked to me. He talked to me in such a disrespectful way. Like, it was honestly, like, it was so hard to tolerate. So I literally told him, like, do you look at me as, like, some kind of meat? And then, you know what he told me? He's like, what meat? You don't even have an ass. Like, men like these.
Oh, my God. Tell me you slapped him. Tell me you don't have to eat the collar too. Oh my God! You see, that's my problem.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. That's
honestly that's the thing. But this is something I've learned the hard way. When a guy sets his intentions, uh-huh. don't give him the benefit of doubt, because he literally told you what he wants. You know what I mean? So just like go with it and be like, you know what? No, thank you. I'm better than this. Who the hell does he think he is? Can you give me his name? Can we go egg his house?
Give me his name. I just want to talk.
Oh my God. Bro, oh my God.
Cool. He can go fuck himself. I don't really.
I can't hear you.
I had him.
Honestly, yes.
I told him, like, I put him in his place. I'm like, you know what? When you want to be a man and you learn how to respect a woman, you can come talk to me. And then I just blocked him. And I remember he blocked me on
Instagram. I am proud of you.
Yeah, and I remember he blocked me on Instagram. So I was like, okay, cool. You know, I was going to do it anyway. He saved me some time. And so one of my friends put a picture of me, like, hyping me up on her profile. He literally unblocked me and followed me again. Like, what? Like, what? Phoenix cut off.
What?
Where it's at?
Bizarre. Sometimes I wonder if men think with their big heads or with their little ones. Like, literally. It just bothers me.
So, girl, I feel
it bothers me.
That part, I cannot tolerate it. Like there's a whole ass line
between
disrespect and kidding, like joking around.
And it's not even that. It's like, it's okay if you have a certain type of way of kidding with a person, but it's just when they say no, it means no. I set my boundaries. You're going to respect them whether you like it or not. It's very simple.
Period. So, Melek, what's something people don't know about you?
I don't. This is a very tough question.
Well, it's their part.
I honestly, I don't know. It's just like people know of me; they don't know about me. You know what I mean? This is how I've always lived my life. You're gonna have to ask me a much more precise question
today that I wanted to bring out. Like, I wanted people to know the personal side of you and not just like someone who's an influencer on Instagram.
I mean, I come off as very tough. I'm actually much nicer than I show on social media, that's for sure. I'm much less intimidating in person. I don't know, like, I really don't know how to answer that question. I'm so, oh my God, I'm stressing.
No, don't stress. It's cool.
Girl, you should have given me a heads up before this. I could have thought about it. No, but seriously though, like, I don't know. It's just like, I'm tough on the outside and just a softy on the inside. That's a secret, but I guess like everyone's gonna know now.
Relax. I feel like I'm kind of the opposite. Like, I feel like I'm like silly. I'm silly, you know, on social media, and I'm like sweet and all, but like people don't know, like, when you get on my bad side, holy shit. Like, I am aggressive.
What's your zodiac sign?
Oh my God, I was literally gonna ask you the same thing. Sagittarius. I know it's not that bad, but it's fine. We can start there.
You're what?
Sagittarius.
Wait, what? I didn't hear you. You're a Sagittarius. I love Sagittarius.
No wonder we've been vibing this whole time.
I'm telling myself, this girl has the fire sign for sure. I mean, like,
oh my God, not what's your sign? I can't even guess. Like, I don't even know. What's your zodiac?
I'm an Aries, like, holy bear. Shit. Like, we get along.
Where have you been all my life?
Honestly, I don't know. And girl, we're meeting up the second I get back.
As they claim to be.
Excuse me?
Are you aggressive as Aries claim to be?
Here's the thing. People think we're aggressive in the sense where it's usually, by the way, only insecure people think we're aggressive. Because if you have confidence and you can hold a debate with me, you're not going to feel like I'm aggressive. You're just going to see a person who's defending our point of view.
So true.
We just get very, very aggressive when you touch something we love. I mean, I have my best friend. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to mention her name because, like, she's like the sweetest person I've ever seen in my life. If you bother her or you say something slightly disrespectful, she cries.
Aww.
When I see this, I'm a bulldog and, like, I can eat you alive. I don't care who you are. I'm gonna, like, I go in destruction mood. So that's when I become very, very aggressive. And people think it's just like I'm being mean or something. No, it's just like you came على حاجة تخصني.
Of course.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Be polite. We'll be fine.
Family is very important. But friends are really important to us. You know, obviously. We protect, we attack, we a snack, period.
Because here's the thing. I mean, if you don't have loyalty, you don't have anything.
Yes.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like, that's how I see things.
Honestly, I love that. I love that you're a fire sign like me. That made me 10 times happier for some reason. I don't know why.
Me too. I'm so excited. I feel like, oh my gosh, she gets it. She gets it. You know what I mean? Especially that you like zodiac signs. Because people, whenever I tell them that, they're like, ugh, are you one of them? I was like, yes, I'm sorry. I'm one of them.
I feel you. I feel people think I'm like this bitch. Like, I swear to God, it's not like that. I'm just excessive.
Yeah.
I'm just excessively honest, but it's because, you know, I'm like truthful. Like it's nothing.
I
like
just that. Seek the truth.
Yes.
Very
much.
Yeah. Below everything. And that's what I love. It's just like, here's the thing. Sagittarius are some of the only signs that can handle my brutal honesty. I hate filtering my words. Oh, I really hate it. Damn. And you guys don't take anything personally. It's great. Honestly.
Oh my God. But have you met a Sagittarius male? That's when you're going to start hating Sagittariuses.
Oh, I've met my fair share of Sagittarius men, and they're the reason I'm actually like really good with relationship advice. Trust me.
Yeah, they. Oh my God, the literally
they're crazy.
I was telling you about. He's a Sagittarius male, so that.
But here's the thing.
That's all you need to know.
That's because they're so liberated. You know what I mean? And they feel like they want to test everything and try everything, and they think that they can charm their way through everything. It's like, no, boy, I think you forgot who you are. Go back to your place.
That's so true. Oh my God, شايفين نفسهم بكزارة. Like, no one can explain that. Like, I swear to God, they're no.
But they're funny. They're funny. That's the only thing that I can say. Like, they're funny.
Aren't all fuckboys funny? Like,
honestly, that's a good point. Touche.
I don't even know the difference anymore.
Oh okay. My God, this is so much fun.
I know, right? I could literally go forever. Like, I want to talk to you for like the next 2 hours, honestly.
After the podcast, you're gonna call me. We're gonna finish this conversation about zodiac signs.
Literally. Okay, let me see what my next question is. We literally, like, the things I was going to ask you, like, we already talked about. Like, the zodiac sign, yeah. I was literally going to ask you what your zodiac sign is.
I beat you to it, I guess.
So if you could be doing anything else, if you didn't have a platform, what would you do? Like, let's say you were a medic from like another dimension. What would you imagine yourself doing?
Honestly, I am doing everything I love. You know what I mean? The only thing I'm not doing right now is practicing law.
Uh-huh.
And that's just because it was just so, I don't know how to explain this. It's just like not practical in any way. I was going to study in France, so I'm not going to learn French law to come and apply it to Egypt and get an equivalence. And it was just like very complicated. So I just didn't go for it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh, yeah.
But that's the only thing missing from what I like to do, that's all.
Oh, that's so great. Like, I'm glad you're doing what you like to do.
Thank you.
So why Paris? Like, why did you choose Paris specifically? Or France?
I don't live in Paris. I live in Lyon. I literally did everything I could to not live in Paris. Like, it was literally my intention.
Why not?
Along. It's a hectic city. Okay, do you know, you see Cairo, right? Do you live in Cairo?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so Cairo's great. It's fun. You always have stuff to do, but it's hectic. People are stressed. Uh-huh. There's always like a problem somewhere. It's very like, it's not dangerous, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Lyon is calm. It has everything Paris has. It's the capital of gastronomy. So you put Malakin food in one place, Mike is very happy. Paris has one Eiffel Tower. We have an Eiffel Tower. They have one river. We have two. So you know, like, that was good.
This is like a whole competition thing.
It's a competition. Honestly, we don't like Parisians. Parisians don't like us. It's all good.
Damn.
But it was just like, it was nice. I spent my whole life. Tell me.
Why France specifically?
I studied my whole life in a French school. So because my dad was moving a lot because of his job, I had to be in like a system that you can find everywhere, hence the French system.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like much more logical for me to come to France than just stay in AUC, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean,
why not just continue on
going? Option, honestly. Like, it sucks here.
It's an experience. It doesn't suck. Honestly, you have your benefits. هنا احنا بنتبهدل, but in completely different ways.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Getting your education, you know? Here, I don't really feel like it's like that.
هنا بالوسط. Like, I get you.
Yeah.
But here, it's not better because you can have 2 master degrees and still be working at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's how competitive it is. You know what I mean?
What's your major, business, I'm guessing?
I majored in both business and economics.
Okay.
And now I have my degree, so I'm starting my master's in international marketing and business development.
Ooh, look at you.
Yay. I know, right? Thank you.
You want to have a business in the future?
I'm only 20 years old, so it's scary.
Oh, wow. I actually thought you were much younger than that, to be honest. Yeah. I didn't know you were 20.
Really? How old did you think I was?
I don't know, like my age.
Like, how old are you?
18.
You're 18, girl. I thought you were 22.
What? What? Hold up. My hairdresser thought I was 16. Okay, this is. We need to have a conversation.
Well, I'm sorry. The bitch is blind. The bitch is blind. Like, I'm sorry. She needs a pair of glasses. It's just like your stories. You just come off as this confident, sway woman with the perfect eyebrows and like the nice hair, and you dress like the way you dress. I was like, this girl. There's no way she's a teenager. I mean, you know.
I'm literally a clown.
I should ask.
I'm so useless. Like, this whole confidence thing is an act. Like, no.
No, but honestly, no, you should be more confident because you're the full package. You're funny, you're smart, you're pretty. I don't know what's blocking you.
Stop, girl, no.
Here's the thing, I don't know how to lie. If I don't think it, I'm not gonna say it. It's very simple.
Yeah, I feel you. Honestly, I really respect you as a woman. I also, like, I don't even know what to tell you. Like, I feel like I'm fangirling over you. Like, talking to you, I'm like, I remember I DM'd you, and I'm like, she's probably not going to answer. Like, she's too busy for me. Like, why the fuck would she answer and want to do a podcast with, like, someone who's, like, literally, like, nobody knows. And I remember telling my friend, and my friend was, like, so hyped.
Say hi to your friend. No, but seriously, though, like, first of all, I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of, like, go through my followers' stories to see, like, you know, it helps me when I give advice, whatever, it's just understand what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
And you're one of those few accounts that kept, like, showing up a lot. So when you DM'd me, I was like, hey, yes, like, definitely. And I got excited. I was like, this is going to be fun. It's going to be an experience, you know?
Oh my god, that's so cute.
I don't know. Like, why? I don't know why you think that. I answer everyone as long as it's not creepy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The next time you come to Egypt, we need to hang out. Honestly, I'd love hanging out with you if you're down.
Wicked. I'm so down. I told you from the beginning of the conversation, the second I land, we're going out.
Yes.
For a food date, though. Like, we need to include food, or else, like, you know.
Are there any restaurants?
I'm useless about food.
Life here? Like, any restaurants that stand out to you in Cairo?
It's not the best. They're not the best. It's just, like, I really like going there because it's a routine. I love Casper and Gambini's. I love Ovio.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember, actually. Like, during COVID, I didn't really go out, so I can't remember. The last time I went out was, like, last summer.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, but I love, like, going to Zeme, like, and sitting by the Nile. And I love just, like, you know, any kind of food is good with me.
Yes. Girl, it was so much fun talking to you. Do you have anything else, like, anything, any last words that you want to say?
I think you should genuinely trust yourself more because you're one hell of a person and you're very, very funny. And this really has been great.
Oh, thanks.
And I hope this quarantine thing keeps going because it's going to grow. I feel it coming.
Thank you so much. I hope so. When I'm famous, I'll make sure to shout you out.
Oh, yes, please. I wouldn't know how to sleep at night without your shout outs.
But for now, we don't keep it humble.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Meg, for actually taking the time and, like, being on my podcast and stuff. This was so much fun, and I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for telling me. Honestly, I really appreciate that you came to me. And we can do this again sometime.
Yes, definitely. And if you ever need anything, text me.
Yeah. Well, likewise, you know, my, like, therapist is always here.
Oh my god, literally. Like, so girly, I hope you have a good night. And hopefully I'll talk
to you.
Okay, babe. Bye.